I almost fell out of my chair. That's how one Washington insider described his reaction when he heard the new Secretary of State Marco Rubio proclaim that we are officially in a multipolar world. In a recent interview with Megyn Kelly, Rubio explained how the unipolar world, a world where the United States became the sole superpower after the fall of the Soviet Union, was actually a historical anomaly, and that it was inevitable that eventually multiple great powers would again rise up and reassert their civilizational sovereignty in the world. Now, according to Rubio, it is now the official position of the Trump White House that such a multipolar world has risen. Now, several months before that admission, Tucker Carlson traveled to one of those rising civilizationalist powers, the Russian Federation, and there he interviewed who many consider to be the single most important geopolitical theorist in the world, Alexander Dugin. Professor Dugin has long analyzed the theoretical structure of the awakening of just such a multipolar world. His fourth political theory is not only one of the most influential political theories of our time, but it's considered by globalists to be the most dangerous. In fact, they call him the most dangerous philosopher in the world. And that's why Professor Dugin is, to me and millions of others all across the globe, an intellectual hero. And he is here with us today to talk about Trump, Elon, and the rise of a new civilizationalist world. Professor Dugin, welcome. It is an honor to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, dear friend, for your kind words. And I really think that we are in a very important turning point, and very important turning in the as this theory of Richard Strauss and Niall Hall affirms. Now we are coming to the high, to the first turning of the new cycle in American history, and we feel it through the world. So that is very important moment to reestablish the contacts between great civilizations, between civilizational states, arising now to be new actor of global history.
That's so beautifully said. It's so funny because just a few short years ago, it almost feels like an eternity, but the world's elites were all celebrating the Great Reset, the reestablishment of the liberal international order after its four-year assault by Trump, his first term. But you, however, at the time, argued that we were seeing something very different. We were seeing what you called the Great Awakening, a civilizational uprising that was challenging this liberal hegemony, this globalism all over the world. In your view, what is the significance of the re-election of Trump for that Great Awakening?
I think that is precisely the very thing, re-election of Trump. It is not just second term of this personality, political personality. This is precisely the dawn of the Great Awakening. It is Great Awakening. Because first term could be considered and interpreted as short circuit, as something technical problem, some blackout of the energies, something went wrong, and globalists, they tried to repair this technical catastrophe. They didn't accept the challenge of new thought arising with first election of Trump. They preferred to regard that as just small details, just short circuit, and they tried to reset the system, the reset the globalism, and that was the main slogan of campaigns, political campaigns of globalist figures, and Biden himself has chosen Build Back Better. Why back? Because the main idea was to reset, re-establish, to return to the previous situation of unipolar moment, globalism, the end of the history, promotion of the LGBT agenda, this kind of progressive liberalism worldwide, and without any regard to national interest of nobody, or including American people. So that was the price to pay for this globalism was to destroy traditional identities, cultures, systems, societies, and American people was one of the main victims of this process of the rebuilding globalism, and they have failed. So it is not just they have failed in front of growing support of American population, of all ethnic group, all classes. I think that was something incredible, this support, the amount and the quality and the quantity of the support of Trump by the normal Americans. But I think as well, behind his victory, that was as well decision of some very important group that globalism is over. So it is impossible to make the make the picture as if nothing threats to menaces to this global system. And I think that Trump is historical winner, not only on the level of American society and American history, but on the level of the global humanity.
It's so fast. I never even thought about the idea of connecting. Build Back Better is an American version of the Great Reset. I never even made that. You're brilliant with your connections. And what you just said, I just heard the fourth political theory when you said liberalism is now an insult like communism and fascism. That's it. I mean, those three political theories now for so many in America are just gone. They don't want anything to do with them anymore. And then that's opening up now space for what you've been arguing for years, a fourth political theory. Again, I recommend to everyone Professor Dugin's book, The Fourth Political Theory. It's probably the most influential geopolitical theory in the world right now. I'm curious, is this how you see the significance of Robert Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard, sort of this populist realignment, redefining politics away from our traditional left versus right to a more, I've heard it put, we're moving away from a horizontal divide, left versus right, that's still liberal, to now a vertical divide of the people versus this Soros, you know, Gates,
elite
class.
Yes, exactly. The people versus globalist liberal elite. So that is totally, you're absolutely right. And I think that the figures from Democrats like Robert Kennedy Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard, they represent precisely the people, not rightist, not leftist, the people, American people as such. And that is important that this time, American people, worker class, all the races inside of America who feel themselves Americans, left or right, they have voted Trump. And elites, globalist elite, that hate in reality America, that have nothing in common with American pragmatist spirit, culture, because American understanding of freedom, it is absence of any kind of prescription. So if you are free, you are free.